Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nella sei idak saad ba sohbate awliya be asad sala taat deriya yak saad sohbat ba awliya be استعد ست سالة بيريا a few moments in fact just a moment in the company of the awliya is superior than a hundred years of ibadat with ikhlas without riya the Mu'adh Thanvi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi comment over this. So why is it such? A man is taking so much of ibadat, 100 years, namaz, hajj, umrah, sadqah, striving on the path of Allah Ta'ala, doing everything. But that one moment sitting in the company of the awliya is superior than 100 years of ibadat done with ikhlas without riya. So he says, the reason is this, that this class in the words of the Quran is Mun'am Alayhim, Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim. It's a favorite class. When you say they are a favorite class, it means they are receiving the favor of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And overall, every person receives favors, but they are receiving exclusive favors. Awliya, the chosen of Allah Ta'ala. That is why Shaitan also can't control them. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Allah Ta'ala has favored them to such an extent that Shaitan can't manipulate, can't control them. So this is on account of the favor that they are enjoying, and by and large every person enjoys the favors of Allah Ta'ala, but this is an exclusive gift. See? And we need to understand this every moment of our lives. Today I was reciting the 13th Sipara, and when the whole thing is culminating, so Yusuf alayhi salam tells his brothers, when they acknowledge, the idea is acknowledgement. If they acknowledge, kunna inna kunna zalimin, laqad atharaka Allahu alayna wa in kunna la khati'in. Allah Ta'ala has favored you, indeed we were in the wrong. So this acknowledgement. Two things that you understand, that the progress begins after acknowledgement. Without the acknowledgement, you can't move. So that you want some progress, if you want some taraqqi, it starts off with acknowledgement. See now, the brothers were carrying on for so many years, right? But they're stuck. They can't gain any type of spiritual progress. Now when they said, لَقَدْ تَلَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ, we have messed it up. Then Yusuf alayhi salam said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ لَا تَسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And then he says with that, he says, there's no blame, no reproach. No one will reprimand you. But then he says, "Manna Allahu alayna." This is the favor of Allah Ta'ala. So he's quick to make it unknown that it's not my achievement. I mustn't think like that, and no person must think that it's his achievement. He's got whatever he's got. It was his work, his struggle, his effort, his sweat of the brow. Nobody must think like that. So how are you going to think? You're going to think that it is just the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Why it came, that I don't need to ask. Why Allah Ta'ala favored? And how he favored, that's not your authority, not your right. It's not your right for you to ask this thing here. The kingdom belongs to Allah Ta'ala, and he's got the right to rule how he wants. In your property, you've got the right to build as you want. Right? Can a stranger come and ask you, why are you doing this? Can the land itself ask you, why are you doing this? Neither the land has the right, nor does any other stranger has the right to ask you, why are you doing this? My property, I can do what I want. To build a toilet here, the lounge there, the kitchen here, the bath here. So that's my right, I can do as I want. Who are you to ask? So it is the right of Allah Ta'ala. Why he's doing it? He knows why he's doing it. Right? Allah Ta'ala's commands are first, even the wisdom follows it. Wisdom and reason follows it. And our work is followed by reason. Reason comes first, then we do the work. And Allah Pak's work is so supreme that he's done a thing and the wisdom comes after it. So Allah Pak makes it clear, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. This is just the favor of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a favored class, and Allah Pak knows why he's favored them. It's not my right, not your right. Like, right. Allah Ta'ala chose a certain class of people to be the Sahaba Kiram. Now you, in this 15th century, you can't ask, why wasn't I chosen to be the Sahaba? Can you ask this? And Allah Pak did that. He planned it and he designed it in that way, that will be the Sahaba Kiram, and I can't be there. He made certain people Anbiya. So why did he do that? This is right. So we need to get that straight. See, our minds must come straight. The secular education, it creates a mindset we must ask. To ask for a certain level is right. Right? I'm asking, is this for us? Right, it's for us. To that point, to ask is important, it is necessary. To know what is for us and what is not for us. Beyond that, why it's for us, Allah Pak made it for us. Why he made it for us, that you don't need to know. You need to ask to a certain point and stop there. Beyond that, your reason cannot work. And for that matter, even in your own structure, your mind can go to a certain point, beyond that it can't work. If I ask you, why is your nose in front, not in the back? So you'll have to see at some point that my reason can go to a certain point, after that it terminates, it cuts off. Can you reason after that? Allah Pak made certain things haram. For example, he made Mustafa Rahmatullah Ali, he wouldn't like debates, but the Madrasa would insist. Al-Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and it was our Mustafa's style that he would respect everybody. Though in some respects they may be junior, but as far as the status, the position, then he's senior. Mustafa is not a student, nor he's murid, but he's got a position, he's the principal. So he wouldn't like to go to debates and all that. Now Qari Sahib said he must go. Now reluctantly, other people, they are anxious to go. He doesn't want to go. So now in the debate, the opposition got cornered, you see. They got cornered now. He says, whatever you're going to say haram, I'll show it halal. Whatever you say haram, I will show it halal. So Allah Pak gave him that word, and immediately you could think, and you could think on the spot, think on your feet. So Allah Pak gave him that type of a brain. So Mustafa said, see, I say that your mother is haram for you. your claim is that whatever I prove to be haram, you'll make it halal. So do it. See, it just says in a second Allah put in his mind. Mustafa Rahmatullah Ali, another Sheikh Rahmatullah had gone to London in 1980 somewhere. So the headlines of all the papers then said Islam at the shores of the West. Islam is coming right to the shores of the West. So it was such a grand reception at the airport, like never before. Such a reception. Hundreds of people. What reception they gave him. So they got shaken up. Who is this person? Who is the luminary? Eventually, they say, Mushk Abayad, Musk speaks for itself. It doesn't have to make an advertisement. Musk doesn't have to advertise. It's in itself, it's an advertisement. So his awliya kiram, they themselves are advertisement. They don't have to make an advertisement. I'm so and so, and therefore you need to come and listen to me. They themselves are the advertisement. They are themselves are the fragrance. Wherever they go, they take their fragrance with. So now they've heard, now such a luminary has come. So priests, pastors, and all that type of people, they also came. They find a unique type of tranquility here that we never experienced. Tranquil, calm. So all big priests, popes, all these people are coming in. Now they want to discuss. So the Sheikh of the says, Mufti ji ke sabr kar do. Ya Qari sahab assigns them to Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. The Sheikh says, Mufti ji ke sabr kar do. Just assign them to Mufti sahab. They had a lot of liking for him, and he was, although he didn't like this type of thing, but now he's my senior, and his instruction is, I must attend to this, I will do it. I'll do it with the cheer, just because it is the command of my senior. So, you know, I say, acquire the taste. Mustafa Rahmatullah came to teach in Dioman around 64. So initially, he had a room near the masjid. Now, masjid's got a heavy traffic. Now he has to teach big kitab, Sheikh al-Hadith is right. He's in the iftar department and he's doing this. That you need a lot of calmness. Can't have a busy place. So anyway, the madrasa realized it. Qari sahab prepared the chatab for him and said, oh, this place here is better for you. And you can make zikr, others can make zikr there, you can make your mutala, your studies, etc., all in this place here. Musa moved on. So someone asked Musa, aren't you happier here? See, you were here and there was a heavy traffic, noise and traffic, and here it's tranquil, it's calm. So aren't you? Now look at the answer. So I'm saying, this is what we need to acquire, the taste. He says, no, I'm happy with this place because my elder is happy. My elder likes this place for me, so I'm happy. But you see the thinking. Now, that's what you say, this type of a thinking makes a jannat environment. You have no qualms, you're calm, you're happy, you're agreeable. My elder is happy with me. To be in this place here, he's happy, so I'm pleased. So this is that what we need to acquire, that taste. See, in this etika, one of the things to acquire is yaksuri. See, alhamdulillah. Again, all just dua said. And someone listening that said, I'll get their dua also. I said it deliberately, loudly, so I can get everybody's dua. So now, he's been assigned, those Christian popes and pastor, whatever, is assigned to Mufti Sahab Rahmatullahi. Now they'd ask for dua, they would cry and ask him for dua. Then sometimes someone wants to intrigue, you know, try to start him. let's start a discussion. Like you get some people that like to start off something. So inside in tree. So one priest that was sitting there, he says, "Yeah, you know that Quran Sharif has got some incident about an allegation, against Aisha. What was the incident about? You know, it's sort of an allegation. It didn't say Aisha." Allegation. So what was the incident about? So see, when you talk to this class of people, when you start, they already reached the end. They know where you're going. So they capture the whole thing. See that? People like us would say, all right, where this person is coming from, where is he going to? And these people, they already captured the end. So Mustafa's answer was, you see, in every era, when there was a Nabi, Nabi had an enemy. لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوٌ. Right? And the enemy, amongst other things they had done, they also made allegations. And there were three such great Anbiya or great luminaries that were falsely accused, right? Allegations were made against them, and the Quran Sharif had proved the innocence. History had proved the innocence, and the Quran Sharif had proved the innocence. Then Mustafa went on to say, and there was a woman that was, there were two women and a man that were charged, right? And one woman was charged and she delivered a child. One woman that was charged didn't deliver a child. And the third was a man that was charged, and Allah Ta'ala proved his innocence to a small little child. So now I want to know which story I must start off with. See, he caught the person, he started it off. I must have to him right till the end. Which story I must start off with? Well, you know he's got caught now. So he asked Mustafa Rahmatullahi, you know, I can't understand how can the wife of a Nabi be charged and such an allegation be made against the wife of a Nabi? I can't understand this. So Mustafa even answers, he says, see, let alone the wife of a Nabi, the mother of God they didn't spare. Bichara bilkul khasiyana sa ho ya. He felt so embarrassed. He sat his attempt, but he'd rather keep quiet here. You found more than a match here. Just keep quiet for our respect and integrity. You're putting us down here. So we are talking of what? We started off? Yeah. Well, we went before that. Munam Ali, the special class. I don't really think special class, right? Special class is first year, second year. So this special class will receive special favors as comparing Yusuf al-Islam's brothers to him. So can you see he is a special class and he was favored differently? They were also favored in this respect that they were the children of Anbiya. So when they favored, but he was a special class, he is favored above them. Now why is done? Allah knows. That's not our right to ask why. A lot of things you can't ask why. Your daughter is haram for you. Why? Any logical reason for that? No logical reason for that. Your sister is haram for you. What's the reason? Mother is haram for you. For what reason? So, at some point, you have to say, you know, my intelligence, my reason, just cuts off at this point, I can't reason any further. So you have to say it. So that the point that your reasoning terminates, that's the point where he starts. So your reason can take you to a certain point and then it terminates. From that point is revelation. So the revelation starts beyond the brain. So the Nabi's brain, right, it starts after your brain has been exhausted. Your brain is exhausted, his brain starts. So you can imagine now what level of intelligence the Nabi has. That's why they say, Dama Isa wa yada bayda wa husna Yusuf aache khuba khama daran tu tanha dhari. He's extolling the praises of Rasulullah Pak's person, that he had the breath like Isa alayhi salam. وَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا. He would breathe, he would make a shape of a bird, he would breathe in it, and becomes alive. So you had this, O Nabi Sassam, تَمْ عِيسَى وَيَدَ بَيْضًا. And you had the hand of Musa alayhi salam, that he just does this and becomes brilliant like the sun. وَحُسْنَ يُوسُفُ. And the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. So those women that saw Yusuf alayhi salam for the first time, they got so bewildered, you know. They couldn't contain the bewilderment and they cut their fingers. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُمْ. Hazrat Aisha says, Wallah, if they only seen Allah Pak's Nabi's beauty, sometimes Allah Ta'ala conceals it. Conceal it for some reason. But if they only seen Nabi some beauty, they would have cut their hearts. So that was the beauty. So Acha Khuba Hama Darad Putanha Dari. The beauty that all contain, O Rasulullah, you had it all alone. All Anbiya, their beauty, their perfection, their greatness, what they had, you have got it all alone. So why it happened? Allah knows. So this answer in Islam is so beautiful that it just puts everything in place. Otherwise you go in the chakkar, you know, in philosophy they call it circular thought, just spinning around. You can't come to an end. You're just spinning around. Can you come to an end? Can't come. But it's circular thought. So that's wrong. Circular thought, there must be a beginning. So where it began, Allah willed it like this, so it happened. Why are you a South African? Why aren't you a Chinese? You could have been China. Yeah? Allah Pak willed it, tell us. No, you had one class of people when there was an apartheid rule, then they were longing to be whites. Yeah? Now, when this affirmative action, now he's longing to be a black woman, because all the points in the empowerment is for the black and for the woman. And you must be a little bit some disability. Black woman with a small disability, then you got 100%. But I see this chakkar, you get into a chakkar, you can't come out of it. The easy way is by Allah Ta'ala ki marzi hai, Allah Ta'ala ka hukam hai, he made it happen, that, therefore it is that. End of the story is ended. He died, the story is it's the will of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, there was an accident, right? One person passed away. So, one person says, family of the bereaved, one person says, the will of Allah Ta'ala. So it happened. We are distressed, we are hurt, the person passed away in the accident, etc. This person's reckless driving, so we are distressed about it, right? But it's the will of Allah Ta'ala, let it be. Another person can't get over it. He was reckless in his driving, so my child had to die. Had he not been reckless, my child wouldn't have died. Why did he? So he can't get out of it. Kill the person, still he's distressed. Did he get anywhere? So this mind that Allah Ta'ala has planned it, he has designed it, it's his design that overcomes everything else. In the old days, they used to hang people, right? Hang people, or if he's guilty of murder, then they would hang him. So in India, now, two people are brought, both are guilty of murder. So, as they are brought, so they are given some privileges for what you like. So, if it's a Christian, the priest, a Hindu, then a pandit, and if a Muslim or Mullah or someone, will come and advise him. So as he's advising the first person, Muslim, so-called Muslim, he said, read your kalima at least, make tawbah, and read your kalima, inshallah, your transition to the next realm will be nice and smooth. So now look at his response. He says, you see, I read kalima in my life, didn't do anything for me then. Then what will it do for me now? Why must I read? See how that person's mind works. The other person said, see, he's also guilty for murder and he's on the death row. So he says, his response is this, see, it was destined for me to die at this moment. So one way or the other, I had to go. I'm as wrong for doing what I did. I make tawbah for that. I make you a witness that I made tawbah. But I'm destined to go. All I like that I make tawbah, Allah accept my tawbah, and that you are taking me on a Friday. And I'm happy with the will of Allah Ta'ala, and I'm making this request to my family and my folks. Don't do wrong, be obedient, be righteous to your namaz. And then, Khuda ke pyare ho gaye. He also went, and he also went. But he's acknowledged the wrong, and after acknowledging the wrong, they took him away. So this mind of ours, it has to stop at some point. That it is the will of Allah Ta'ala. Let the will of Allah Ta'ala prevail, and nobody can bypass the will of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody. Like the sun, right? It's got a certain routine. 24 hours. Can anybody make it 25 hours? It's a routine, a destined by Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can change, nobody can alter it. And this part of the year, it will set at this time, and nobody can change it. And sometimes I think the sun is such a glorious lamp, right? And look at the miracles that are attached to it. Look at the glory and the beauty that's attached to it, right? For the millions of years that it's in rotation, you see an error. You don't see an error. In the movement, you see an error. Right? In the speed, you see an error. And they generally say that Earth or the sun or something is in a slant, whatever it is. Not interesting, all that, right? Do you see that there's a change in that slant? The slant, the speed, right? The movement, everything is calculated, right? It's so precise, right? Allah Pak says that sun, you see, you'll pass Durban at this time. So this time will be sunrise in Durban, right? Then you're going to be moving to Johannesburg, right? So you're going to touch Johannesburg at this time. Now go and trace hundreds of years, and that thing is on its movement diligently with accuracy. Can you see any vehicle that moves with that level of accuracy? Now can there be any doubt in the existence of a creator? Such precision, you know, it's moving with the same speed, precision, going like that. And for the thousands of years, no mistake. Doesn't need to have a rest, doesn't need to stop for a break, to chill down, or to have a picnic. Nothing, absolutely nothing is going on. So at times, we need to sit down, relax, and think of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala explained it. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ التَّقْدِيرُ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُزْبَانُ All perfectly calculated, the movements, accuracy, seasons, all that. Any part of the world, you're going to be here at this time or this time, and then you trace thousands of years, you find exactly the same. So we are talking about this Munam Ali. I just had to clear this from his mind, that why are they favored? Well, Allah knows why he favored. Why, if he with the day, we all look forward to the day, to the night.
Yes.
Now, the night can't complete, you know, I'm dark all the time, gloomy, dark, people dislike the dark, etc. And I had to be chosen for the darkness. The night, I can't complain. You can't complain. The mouth had to be for all the good, right? All the good, the mouth. And there was a place for all the exit, right? So that thing says, hey, all the filth, the bad, the filth, I have chosen for that. Is there any end for that? Hey, Allah Pak's plan. You are for this and you are for that. And nobody can go against the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Say, no, we're going to change it around now. Shall eat from that side. You can't change the plan of Allah. Nobody can alter it. If you alter it, you look like a stupid person. She says, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. It's a planning. It's a design of Aziz al-Alim. Aziz. Aziz what? What do you mean? Exalted in might. It's mighty. Exalted. Not just mighty, but exalted. Alim is all-knowing. So you must think about these things here. Think of the Qudrat of Allah. And you'll see the magnificence. You'll see the beauty. The child that is born, he's born without teeth, right? Now imagine if the child was born with teeth, what would happen to the mother's breast? Huh? You see that the plan of Allah Ta'ala. He's planned it, he's designed in such a way that he must have no teeth. Right? And the beauty in that is, sometimes I look at the children, you know, as they're born, right? They look so beautiful without the teeth. They look so beautiful without the teeth. Right? But an adult without teeth, how he looks? See the plan of Allah, how it works, how beautiful. But just look at it without bias. Look at the plan of Allah. Look at the beauty. Look at His magnificence. And you must come to the conclusion, Subhanaka, Subhanaka, Faqina Azab. You must come to the conclusion. Right? You try and tickle yourself, will you feel anything? Tickle the next person. Now, how did it happen? Again, the plan of Allah Ta'ala. You see, 9 out of 10, right? 9 out of 10, someone is applying surma, his tongue will be coming out. You see that? Why it happens? So something you can't ask. It just happens. Just accept it. It's the will of Allah Ta'ala. It's the design of Allah Ta'ala. You can't alter that. So we're talking about a Munam Ali, a favorite class. Allah has favored them. Why he's done it, he knows it. You don't need to ask, it's not your business. Just stop it there. If your worker, just give me a simple example to understand this whole concept. I'm talking about this taqdeer, right? If your worker is doing menial job in the garden, right? Absolute menial job he's doing. And he comes and says, you know, I'm very interested in seeing your daughter when she's in the bath, you know. What do you do? You give him 2 kicks and get out. He says, I'm a student of science, you know, I look to see what besides this. Are you going to entertain his stupidity? That's your privacy. He's invading your privacy. This is Allah Ta'ala's privacy, don't invade it. Your privacy, you feel that you have that right to have a privacy and must be respected. This is the privacy of Allah Ta'ala, don't invade it. You want to invade it, you're going to have problems. Why he did it? Well, you got some surahs in the Quran study starting with Alif Lam, Tawseem. Nobody knows the meaning. Till Qiyamah you try and work out as a meaning. Nobody can say you precisely that this is the meaning. Someone may say something, but it's just an opinion, not something conclusive. Nobody can say anything conclusive about it. Just an imagination. But to say something, this is the meaning, conclusive, categorical, you can't say it. Why? Allah knows. But the life becomes so enjoyable, you know, at some point you just stop. And you give your mind a little bit of a rest. But if you allow the mind to carry on, then you become mad now, insane. Why this happened? Why that happened? Why that happened? You can't stop at any point. It's a death also, Allah Baksul. This man was a young man, he got cancer, 4th degree. Allah Baksul. So you'll feel grieved, you'll feel pain, but you stop at that point. It's the will of Allah Ta'ala, it happened, it had to happen, nobody could prevent it. So it's such a beautiful concept, right? Now this taqdeer, you can't use it as an excuse, but you can't use it as an excuse. In the Quran Sharif, the kuffar used taqdeer as an excuse, right? They said, لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم. This also is taqdeer. See, we are idolaters and we are just indiscriminately making haram and halal. Why? Had Allah Ta'ala willed, we wouldn't have done that. They used taqdeer as an excuse. It is the will of Allah Ta'ala, therefore we in idolatry, therefore we are Satanism, therefore we are atheists. Why? Because it is the will of Allah Ta'ala. So this line they can't use this to justify, to support them. Right? Allah doesn't answer this, because this is totally against reason. Now if you go that line, you know, the danger that you're asking for, what you're asking for then? Then you're asking for a lawless world. What? You're asking for a world that is absolutely free of law. Then I can go and steal from your house. And you say, why stole? No, Allah Pak willed it. Had Allah Pak not willed it, I wouldn't have stolen. So Allah Ta'ala willed it, therefore I stole. So you can't do anything about it. So will this stop at any point? Someone will go and grab someone's wife or his daughter. And he just takes her. Why are you doing that? No, that Allah Pak willed it. Had Allah Pak not willed it, I wouldn't have done this. See, I ask you, would you have stopped at any point? You wouldn't have stopped. So now, you come to a conclusion that the law in deen is called Shariat, right? Law is called Shariat. That law is a blessing, right? That your property is protected, your wife and children, your house is protected, nobody encroaches, right? So law is a blessing in this world. Right? But this aspect of taqdeer, you can't use it when you're sitting and relaxing in Jannat. What? The only time that you can use it, when you're relaxing in Jannat, you've got your place there, you've got your place in Jannat, it's reserved, there you can use it. If someone, after you got your Jannat there, someone says, hey, you know, in this world, why you stole? See, with my taqdeer now, khalas. In this world, you can't use that line. Once you passed all the immigrations, everything, and you got your place in Jannat, you're quite pretty there. Then someone says, you know, why did you do this? You know, that's my taqdeer, khalas. The story ends there. There's no point now discussing. Is there any point in discussing? No point in discussing. Taqdeer, it happened. But in this world, you can't use that as your support. You can't use it. Like you see, if you use it in this world, then there'll be no law. Absolutely no law. Can there be any law? Can your property be protected? Can your wealth be protected? Can your wife be protected? Nothing can be protected. So the Sharia is a blessing. It protects everything. Puts everything in place. But just that all these fine aspects, it takes time before you understand it. You don't grasp these things straight away. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi had to deal with this type of people. You got Jabriya and you got Qadriya. But I'm giving it to you in a very easy format. It's an answer to all these people. There were different sects, right, that came out. One was called the Jabriya, one was called the Qadriya. Right? So, one person, it is a full season, you know, full season. And the mangoes are ripe, absolutely ripe. Let's say import quality. You know, not that inferior time, but absolutely. So one person couldn't resist. Obviously, he climbed the tree and he's breaking, eating. The boss is watching. So the boss says, "Oh, you know, a couple of mangoes will go this way. You can't resist it. Give him off." But suddenly that person pulls out a big sack and he's pulling the thing. What are you up to now, boy? So he says, the boss, "You see, I belong to Allah Ta'ala. The sack belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The hand belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The mouth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's hand is breaking. The mango also belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak's hand is breaking Allah Pak's mango and putting it in Allah Pak's mouth. So you got no right to tell me anything." Alright. So this is now Jabriya, see? Majbur. Now you need an answer for that Jabriya. So Muad gives an answer. He says, "See, alright, so the boss, what he did, so he said, Temba, just get one shambok and one rope." So Temba got the rope and the shambok. So pull him down, rope him up, and shambok him. Why are you doing this to me? See, this shambok is Allah Ta'ala's. I am Allah Pak. The rope belongs to Allah Ta'ala. See, so Allah Ta'ala's shambok, the body belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's shambok is hitting Allah Pak's body. Now, can there be any end to this? See. So, the Sharia is a blessing. Right? The law is a blessing. Just that our naivety, we don't understand it in context. As our minds are clear, you know, I say, we come here to get our minds right. The minds must come right. And the mind can come right, then our belief in Taqdeer is 100%. See. I'll just explain, Mawlana. Anas Radiallahu Anhu served Nabi Sallam for 10 years, right? And people are astonished. Nabi Sallam never shouted him for the whole duration. So I told him, "See, it's not a difficult thing to understand. The person's belief is 100% in Taqdeer. Allah Pak willed it, it'll happen. It can't happen to the contrary. Then he can't get angry. Right? The rain came, right? You got wet. So could anything happen to the contrary? Can't. You couldn't avoid it. Sun came, it became hot, right? So can you shout the sun? It will come, it will become hot. It's bound to happen, it will happen. You can't complain about it. So exactly the same, someone's belief is 100%. It's unshakable belief. So he won't get angry over this. So if Nabi Sam ever expressed his disapproval or anger, it was not for these type of things. It was for violating the sanctity of the Sharia. Hutika. When the sanctity of the Sharia, when that thing was violated, that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he expressed his disapproval.